Hello and welcome to a special edition of the In the Money Players podcast. This is a Sunday show for our friends over at Keeneland. It had to happen eventually going daily. I'm actually going to be by myself today doing the full Bernier solo podcast. I'm not as good at it as he is slash was. We do have to get Matt back soon for something. We thought about grabbing him for the draft last week. It just ended up easier to go with folks all with shows on the network. Anyway, we're going to have Matt back on soon, hopefully for the Monster Pod. Be great to check in with him. Always enjoy his work. Somehow managed to be down at Keeneland last weekend without seeing him, which I don't quite know how it worked out, but those are the breaks. Was kind of wall to wall with all the filming we were doing, et cetera, et cetera. But we've got an all turf pick three to talk about on this Sunday card. I like it quite a bit. I'll also say if you're international or if you're somebody with an attheraces.com account and internet proxy who wants to watch online, I'm going to be on Sky Sports Racing stateside tonight. Won't make the first race. Probably will be about 1:30 Eastern time, 6:30 over there, and I'll stick around through the Keeneland card. Plenty of thoughts on Aqueduct as well, and whatever else they throw at me. That's how we roll on those shows. But let's get to this Keeneland all-turf pick three. This is a race where I'm going to take a stand in the first leg, all-turf pick three-wise, because I think we can single in race number five, and the horse that I like is going to be one of the favorites, but I think a backable favorite. Number five, Headline News. Longtime listeners know how much I love Jimmy Toner. Been fantastic to see him getting these opportunities again with some bigger owners. Other things to like about this horse. Jose Ortiz appeared to have options, stuck around with this horse, but really I just like the horse on the merits, less than the connections. Love the tracking style for a race like this that doesn't necessarily look on paper to be an extreme pace situation one way or another. And then just most of all, on turf figures and form, this horse comes out a few points clear for me. Let's plant a flag right away and see if we can't get things rocking and rolling with number five, Headline News, in race number five. We'll skip ahead to race number seven, which is considerably more open. I was going to play this race to have a pace scenario, and that pace scenario looks fast to me. So I'm going to try three closers. The one I'd put on top, my sort of tentative top pick for now, number seven, Zipadoo. We'll talk about that one first. Best posted of the three that I'm going to mention, and also should be the best price. So those are reasons to move this one to the top of the list, I think. Last time, looked to me to move early into a fast pace, that classic Andy Beyer trip angle from, gosh, was it Winning Horse Player, the book where he talks about that? That's one I swear still pays dividends decades later. I also thought it was interesting. John Velasquez now will have ridden this horse, I think, for the fourth time in a row. And that can be really useful when he gets to know a horse and understand their tendencies, etc. I'm hoping he's going to see all the pace in here. He's going to hold on to this horse longer this time after, you know, maybe moving a little soon the last day. I think that Zipadoo has a chance to get the jump on these more obvious closers we're going to talk about and maybe get the job done at a price in the middle leg of this all-turf pick three. Not standing alone here, however, the number 11, Big Brass Band, is another closer that I like the fact has the tactical speed to not be in another county early. You know, this one won't be just running in the lane, can start the move around the turn, which I like. Looks to me like a horse that, yeah, probably needs an extreme pace situation, as in doesn't have some huge turn of foot slash late speed. But I think this horse could be seen to really good effect running a truly run 9-furlong race. This is the third race in the Walsh Barn, third race off the bench. So I think condition-wise, she could be set to move up as far as those things go. And I definitely want some number 11, Big Brass Band, on my tickets. Now the favorite, obvious closer in the form of number 12, Not in a Million Years, a name I love. This horse just super obvious off the numbers that have been put up. And then you can add some to that appeal because she hasn't been out since, what, November? So in that figure point for age edge or whatever, I still have never thought of a name for that angle. The idea is if you're running one figure and you're a three-year-old in November, that when you come back 5 months later, you're supposed to be faster. Figure improvement for age. I think that's what I call that angle. Anyway, she's got that as well. You don't have to worry about the layoff. Chad brings them back ready. You wouldn't pick this post, but it probably really doesn't matter for a horse that's going to drop out and just come running. 7, 11, and 12 for me in race number 7. Wouldn't hate the idea of trying to identify the best closer and maybe throwing in a backup line. That could be number 8. Get your kicks. for Robbie Medina and Tyler Gaffalione, but I don't know. I'm going to hold that idea in my back pocket of maybe throwing in the eight. I'll list the eight as a C in the picks just to have the best speed along with all these closers in case the pace scenario doesn't turn out the way we think. But that one I just have one time, hoping to press up potentially things with the 7, the 11, and the 12. That brings us to our nightcap. Should also mention that, you know, I love with the all-turf pick three to come up with some alternative wagers to use in conjunction with the all-turf pick three. So you've got that one. Then you've also got the natural, if you will, late pick 3, 7, 8, 9, where you could also get involved in double pools with the reduced takeout double. Lots of things going on there. So very quickly, we'll take a look at the eighth, which is a starter allowance going 7 on the dirt as a race that may really come into play here. Favorite look tough to me. Number 5, Pure Panic, one that I'd probably want to consider messing around with in this spot. Actually, there is Mac Daddy 2 listed shorter on the morning line. So maybe this Pure Panic will at least be a bettable favorite in this spot. And one that I might mess around with in doubles, either to press or if I blow out in that fifth race, come back and play these last two races, connecting them through Pure Panic in race number 8. But I'm not even going to put that in the official picks. We'll go right to this nightcap, race number 9, a race where I wanted to use 3 horses. I thought that Boyce, I'm going to call the horse. I think that's how you pronounce the name. It doesn't necessarily look like Boyce because it's B-E-U-Y-S. So, you know, buyer beware as far as that goes. But this 8 runner has an interesting angle. So we're going 1.5 miles here. And this horse has not run that far ever. Ran a pretty darn good race back in France going 1.25 miles. So that's a comparable amount of stamina, I'd say, to what would be required for this. On breeding, the 1.5 miles should be absolutely fine for this runner. But it's interesting that despite closing the last day, really the last couple of days, on the time form pace projector, Boyce is listed as having as much speed as any of these. And you get an interesting jockey switch here to the aggressive Luis Saez for Maker. And this is the 3rd start for Maker. There's a lot of positives for this horse. Maker making a change, you know, bringing back out in distance. I think this horse could get a great trip on or near the lead. Boyce is my top pick in the last, but I will use a couple of horses that are shorter prices, starting with the number 1, Ohana Honor. Question you have to ask yourself about this horse is, what was up with that race last time? It was massive improvement on a new surface, synthetic. So is Ohana Honor a synthetic specialist? Well, maybe, but it's also possible this is a horse that was running for the first time as a 4-year-old. And by being by Honor Code, we see these horses get better with distance, get better with time. Well, both those things are happening for Ohana Honor and well posted in the 1. Need to have this horse on the tickets. 3-1 in the morning line. Doesn't like get me excited about a win bet, but a gotta use to me in terms of this all-turf pick 3. And then the last one we'll talk about for the all-turf pick 3, number 7, Foreign Relations. I have nothing clever to say, but this horse just fits on figures and form. Done the best work locally. If you just glance at the little career box in the DRF, you know, this horse got DQ'd from a first past the post win, so you don't see it. But in 2 starts at Keeneland, has a 1st and a 2nd, really, and some of the best numbers that he's ever run. So this horse fits like a glove. Could be a little short. There was a great note from Eric Solomon, who does such a good job covering Keeneland daily over at InTheMoneyPodcast.com, about Connor Murphy not having the best numbers off the layoff. So it could be a little short, but I think he's capable of having one ready for an important spot like this. Very important for some of these trainers. You know, we saw with Grant Forrester getting a win yesterday, and Connor Murphy had put in the category 2. It can be really, a win at Keeneland for them is worth more than an average win. You know what I mean? So they might just pull out all the stops to get a horse ready. So I'm not opposed to Foreign Relations in this spot either. So there you have it. Those are my thoughts on how to play this all-turf pick 3. Going to basically go 1 by 4 by 3 in this spot. I'll definitely be pressing some of those combinations. I'm going to want the ones with not in a million years and extra time, probably just because that horse is going to be so bet. I'm going to want to press my top picks, Boyce and Zipadoo and extra time. So hopefully we have a chance to get this done. Encourage folks to look at these all-turf pick 3s every day. There are also these terrific doubles. They've reduced the take from 22% to 15%. It's just huge for horse players. And then you also get a much better degree of price discovery, of course, in the doubles. Such an important thing to the game today by being able to look at those will pays. Yes, those numbers will move too, but they don't affect you quite as much as the moves in the win pool. And again, with the reduced takeout, they're just a great way to fly these doubles at Keeneland. We encourage you to check them out. We encourage you to check out all of our free stuff over at InTheMoneyPodcast.com, over on our YouTube channel. JK and I are about to record a fun Oaks Top 10. We haven't touched the Oaks this year. Going to do that. Check out YouTube. Make sure that you subscribe and click the notifications bell over there. And In the Money Plus, the Derby package is coming fast and furious. Great way to support us. Great way to get extra information from people who really know what they're doing. Between our original In the Money Plus subscribers and contributors, they've won over $4 million in the last 5 years at the BCBC. That's not an accident, folks. All right, good stuff. We'll leave it there. InTheMoneyPodcast.com/plus, though, the place to go if you want to check that out. We'll be back with more shows for Keeneland Wednesday and Thursday. Till then, I'm Peter Thomas Fornital, a.k.a. The Mapper Near Wannabe. May you win all your photos.